Oh boy, what's he doing?
How fucking long does it take him?
Well, you know, he has to jump up to hit the enter key on the keyboard.
I gotta find my stool. Reach the keyboard.
Oh, I gotta find my stool. Oh. Jamie, grab the mouse.
Oh, oh God.
He has his keyboard typing wands, like drumsticks.
There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Squint.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the gun show. Just excuse my features.
Yeah. One day he's going to come on the shows with a headband and bows around his neck.
Coming to you live from New Jersey.
Eagle feather earrings.
I thought about doing that tonight.
Tonight on Jersey Shore.
No. Yes.
Alrighty. Man, they should shoot everybody on that fucking show.
Agreed. Agreed.
You're listening to Group Therapy, Episode 77, An Awesome Train Wreck, with your host, Optimus Gene.
There's only one way to save Christmas. Kill Jane Fonda.
Cyrus Martin.
Dear Mr. President, there are too many states nowadays. Please eliminate three. I am not a crackpot.
Jay Red.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand this? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Tex-Mex.
And that was without even a single drop of rum.
And the Warrior.
By the power of Grayskull.
And now from OneManAsylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Welcome back to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world of movies, video games, TV, and the web. I am your host, Optimus Gene. You'll notice we have a little bit of different format with the video tonight. We're going to try this. Hopefully, it doesn't go to complete hell on us. So, but at least it puts everyone in their own even space, so it should work out well. At least that's what we're pretending. So, we'll start with the guy to, let's see, right below me. Yeah, we should do the whole look around thing. The guy right below me, that's where he belongs. No.
Below me.
The guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
There was something I was going to say when you said that to me this time, but I can't remember what it was. On the last show, we had talked about we were going to have something ready, but I totally forgot it, so I blew it.
I understand. But it's all good, though, sir. It's
damn it. Nobody remembers, do they?
No. Yeah. No one remember. We try to forget the last episode as quickly as possible. So, anyway, the guy who's coming to us from the future, we have Jay Red. What's going on, man?
If we would have had one more person or choreographed this better, we could have did the old Brady Bunch thing and
no joke.
Started looking around and something to think of for a future episode.
Well, we'll see if we can get more people just so we can get that effect going. Let's see here. Who should I go with next? Well, he showed up first. All the way from the Texas-Mexican neutral zone, we got Tex-Mex. What's going on, dude?
Not much.
Good deal.
Had a kid's birthday party today, Western-themed, hence the
sure, film. Right.
So, yeah.
That's why he went with the lesbian look.
You would know.
Oh, my God.
And it's a scientific fact that lesbians wear flannel.
Hi, my name's Luis.
Jealousy. I'm hearing is jealousy.
And coming down, coming to us from down the street, we have the Warrior, aka Rudy. What's going on, dude?
Just got done walking and giving the boy a bath.
Good deal. Is that difficult, by the way?
You know, it depends on how willing he is to take his bath. You know, sometimes it's a fight. Sometimes it's not a fight. Tonight was okay. We splashed. We played. It was all good.
Were you in there with him, or was it just him?
No, not enough space for both of us. Sorry.
Okay, gotcha.
Chloroform.
What? No.
Nothing?
Jeez.
Well, tell you what. Before we move into the news and what came out this week, my wife was asking me, when am I going to make the big announcement that I was talking about at the beginning of the show? And I thought maybe I would tease it along as we go and then maybe announce it at the very end. But She said that I should go ahead and just bust it out there. Besides, it'll put me in a better mood. So let me go ahead and just do that now. The little piece of news that we have that I would say might change the course of One Man Asylum from here on out.
I'm saying yes.
Yeah, it's definitely going to change the course of One Man Asylum from here on out.
Dude, everybody gets hemorrhoids. All right, it's not that big a deal.
I know. It's just, what are you going to do? So my wife and I are pregnant after 2.5 years of working to have a baby. We are pregnant. Here's where it gets better.
So when do you give birth?
Yes, I'm giving birth roughly the same. No. fuck all of y'all. You can all die.
Technically, this could happen.
Thank you, science teacher. All right,
tell him the rest of the news.
Can you stop stepping on his announcement?
No, we're just totally burying him.
So here's the big part. Not only are we having a baby, we're having twins, fraternal twins. They should be, well, they're due technically the end of March, the beginning of April, but twins never go that long, so roughly the whole month of March, we're going to be, as I'm referring to it, as on red alert. So if sometime during the month of March we don't have an episode, you'll understand why.
The show will go on, I'm telling you.
Well, the show didn't go on a couple of weeks ago, and
you will take the laptop into the delivery room.
No, that will not be happening.
Face it away, of course.
On tonight's episode of Group Therapy,
my wife would fucking kill me. Are you kidding me? Woman. Exactly.
Christy. I was thinking Cy would drive down, and the two of us could stand outside the delivery room.
Holy shit, that would be awesome.
Be on location. How would that be? Cy, do we have a commitment on that?
I can legally travel out of the state then.
Shit.
I can come down. We can broadcast from the waiting room.
I don't think that's going to happen, guys.
It sounds fantastic. Let's just
spoil all the fun.
So anyway, we're having fraternal twins. So big long story that goes along with it. I'll try to give you the condensed version. Found out we were pregnant, then found out we were having twins. A couple of weeks ago, we did not have an episode, and it's because we thought we lost them. And needless to say, I didn't feel like doing an episode that weekend. And the next week we went in and thought we were going to be seeing the doctor to discuss what would end up happening with these, with the babies. And as soon as he turned on the machine, there they were. So they're both happy. They're both very active.
And they're illusionists.
Yes, and they're illusionists. They are. I'm already claiming it right now. Hide and go seek champions of 2012. Right now. Got it. So, Ben Laden still holds the record, but we'll see how that goes.
Tex-Mex is making an attempt right now.
No joke. There you go.
I'm not eating on camera on purpose.
Okay. What are you eating, by the way? What are you not eating on camera on purpose?
That's why he's not eating on camera.
Pizza.
Oh,
tacos. Okay. Pizza. Same here.
Damn it.
All right.
Was that a racial slur? Tacos? Is it because he's Mexican, huh? Is that what you think?
Maybe it's taco pizza.
Yeah. Maybe you're the one that made that conclusion, Rudy.
Maybe it's that. I was just asking. It's that pizza that was on that commercial for Saturday Night Live for Taco Town. It's the taco that's wrapped in another taco that's wrapped in another taco that's wrapped in a deep dish pizza, and it's fried. Have y'all seen that commercial? It's fucking awesome.
That actually looked kind of good, though.
Yes, it did. I was like, I would eat that. So anyway,
you'll find it at the Texas State Fair.
Yeah, no shit. You'd find everything at the Texas State Fair. How the fuck do you fry some of the shit that they fry?
Is fried what I butter.
Know. Yeah. Let's just
fried
take butter and
fried Twinkies.
They fried Coke.
Fried bacon. Dipped in chocolate.
Oh, okay. Now, fried bacon.
Oh, that was good. The bacon and chocolate's good.
I would fucking eat that.
I still think you guys should have made it to Denny's and got the maple and bacon sundae.
I would try that. Because you know what? Bacon and sweet actually goes together. Because if you've ever had bacon on a donut... Right there, baby.
Yeah, because once you got the maple syrup and the ice cream sweetness kind of melted away, and then you got the salty bacon taste, it was really good.
That's right. That's right, Dylan. Bacon is good on everything.
Also, when you go have breakfast like at IHOP or something, you have your eggs, your bacon, and your pancakes. And you pour the syrup on your pancakes, and it runs over on your bacon. That's good.
That shit's good, too. All right. So this week in food, as we're talking, the final thing I just want to bring up about it is, like I said, we won't find out the sexes until October. We do already have names. Apparently, Jay is now just going to wander off as well. Maybe that's the title for this episode, just wandering off. We won't know the sexes until October, but we already have names. We have two boy names picked out if it's two boys. We're still working on a second girl name. But here we go. If we have boy-girl, please let it be boy-girl. If we have boy-girl, my wife made a... really? My wife made a deal with me that we get to name them Luke and Leia. Fuck yeah. So, it's going
to
be awesome.
And will Fur be ever...
Try it again.
Yeah. Get a running start at it this time.
In Fur will be ever... brain, no work.
No, it kind of shut off for a second.
Why I laugh.
All right. Anyway, so one of the teachers, when I announced it on Friday to my campus, one of the teachers goes, I would literally text them their entire life every single day, I am your father. Love, Dad. I may have to do that. It may be awesome. So it'll be a thing. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to the new releases for the week. Alrighty, so let's take a look at what came out in theaters this week. Coming out today, we have Straw Dogs, which is a remake of a movie. Has anyone seen the original?
No.
Okay. This just looks weird to me. Have no interest in seeing the movie, whatever. Then we have Sarah Jessica Parker, and I don't know how she does it. Don't fucking care. I'm sorry, I don't understand. What is her appeal? Can anyone please explain her appeal to me?
Nope.
Okay, that's what I thought.
she looks like a thoroughbred horse.
I will go with that.
She looks like E.T. Her neck goes... never mind.
All right, I was going to say something, but now it's going to be stupid anyway. So then we have Restless, and then we have a movie that's come out called Drive. I'll be honest with you. When I saw the trailers for Drive, I thought, yep, I ain't watching this movie. Every review I've read on this thing so far, everyone's like, this is a really good movie. And I'm thinking, maybe I need to give this one a shot. I definitely don't think I'll be going to the theater to see it, but I don't know. This may have to end up on the old Netflix queue. We'll have to see.
I think it looks good.
Well, if you do end up reviewing it, I'll definitely have to check that out, and I will go with your opinion on that movie. So, coming out this week, well, everywhere in the United States except for Indiana, this week we have Thor on Blu-ray and DVD. And then yesterday, which was Cyrus's birthday, and my birthday was on Wednesday. Yay! Fuck y'all.
old fuckers.
Coming out yesterday was the long-awaited Star Wars trilogies on Blu-ray. Do any of y'all have any interest in buying these movies?
Okay, I have to admit a moment of weakness.
Really?
I saw the commercials on TV again today. I'm just like, I know it's screwed up. I know it is, but damn it, I could probably just mute it during those and ignore it, those things ever happened.
Well, it's really just the one audio change. So
I know, which is, after my initial anger, I don't know, it's just, okay, do I really let Lucas ruin it for me? I don't think I can.
See, here's my thing. I have perfectly good DVD copies, and I think if I didn't have, such high-quality DVD copies, I would probably be in the same boat. I would be like, I can get around it, but I just don't, I don't foresee being, forking over all that money just so that I can get copies of perfectly good movies that I have right now. Now, here's the interesting thing. Some of the podcasts that I've been listening to, Lou, do you listen to Framerate? Lou?
No.
Okay. They released the original Star Trek series on Blu-ray. They upscaled it. they also went back in there and improved all of the special effects. Now, when I say they improved the special effects, they made the lasers actually look better and everything else. But you can also basically go in there and say, no, I want the original version as well. If they had done that on these Star Wars movies, yes, I would have owned them in a heartbeat. If I could have simply, at the very title screen, I actually finished watching Paul this weekend, and at the menu, it comes up and says, do you want the theatrical version, or do you want the uncut version? You just click down, hit enter, and you're good to go. If they had done that with these movies, yeah, I probably would have run out and bought these movies for my birthday. But
yeah, I would have bought a Blu-ray player.
You know what? They're actually cheap enough that it's not bad now, you know?
Yeah, well, I'm still not going to buy one.
Well, there you go.
The thing is, my deal is, okay, After a while, I kind of big deal. Okay, he made the changes. Yeah, I know. But they're really good quality, of course. My thing is, okay, you fork over the coin to get all six movies, right? And then just my luck is he'll bend over to the pressure. All the nerds will finally break him, and then he'll release them again. I was like, I have to buy them again.
We think what will end up happening is Cy and I have a theory, and it's from two different sides, but we have a theory. Once Lucas does kick the bucket, we will get the original versions. My thought is on his deathbed, he's going to hit the button, and that's what's going to release him. His thought is it's going to be all the lawyers and stuff that are basically like, oh, he's dead. All right, let's make some fucking money, dude.
That's what I think's happening.
So,
honestly, you guys that buy this DVD are enablers, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, yeah. I knew that was coming. Fuck you.
Well, okay. Well, one of the stories that I did not include tonight, Johnny, who is absent tonight. I don't know where Johnny is. Anyway.
He's finishing watching the $40 game he paid for.
Oh, that's right. He is finishing watching the $40 game he paid for tonight. So
what?
Hope Alien wins. Otherwise, that would be a mate. Can you imagine paying $40 for a college football game and they lose?
I can't imagine paying $40 to go to a college football game.
Plus, that team he follows loses a lot.
Are we not saying yes. Who that team is? That we won't say their name. We'll just say that they're talking about skipping out on the.
They're defecting to a conference that didn't want their ass a couple weeks ago. I'm sorry.
Was that one A&M school where you guys live?
Oh yes. Yeah. The school that's basically raping the entire conference. Like, everybody's having to jump ship now, right? And that's basically
it might get to that.
Okay, listen.
And why are they doing this again? Because they're jealous? Is that what it is?
It's a conference with two teams that are really good. All the rest are, okay, they're beatable. But no, they want to leave that conference and go to the conference where every team is a stud. Every team could, win the NFC East.
Okay, yes. So I've got a question. I have a question real quick. And I know we're talking sports and we don't normally talk sports, but I do have a question. Everyone keeps talking about if they leave the conference, it will fall apart. What exactly does that mean? Does that literally mean like these other teams will literally go looking for other conferences and what is it, the Big 12 they're in will literally just like dissolve?
Pretty much.
Really?
Well, yep. the Big 10 is the Big 12 now. It's still called the Big 10. They have 12 teams.
Not for long.
They just brought in two new teams.
What might come out of this that's good is there's going to be four conferences of like 16 teams each conference. And that kind of, with four, that kind of makes like a little playoff. Like each champion could play each other. So there might be a silver lining a few years down the road where they might actually try to have like a playoff of some kind.
I could drop a grenade in this conversation right now, get up, walk off, and come back in an hour, and y'all would still be talking. But I'm not going to drop the grenade. So let's go ahead and move on. So there's your sports talk for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, there is.
This week in games, there was basically nothing. There was that arcade 3D game, unless you have a 3DS, and we're really into skee-ball. Next week in theaters is actually a really big week. We have Abduction. Okay, I've got to talk about this movie. This movie looks like total and absolute garbage, and there's one reason. And only one reason why this movie looks like total and absolute garbage. That Taylor Lautner guy, y'all know who I'm talking about. He's the fucking werewolf on the damn...
The abs guy.
Abs, yeah, exactly, it's abs, is in this movie.
I thought that was me.
Who the fuck decided to give this little... I'm saying, who decided to give this little cunt a movie? Seriously?
He can't act. Man,
he's a great actor, though.
He can't act.
God, I remember when he was in that Sharkboy and Lava Girl 3D movie and my kids loved. That was the gayest fucking film ever made.
I just thought, okay, so we need to get him, cause speaking of, you know, that type of movies, we need to get him and Jessica Alba in a movie. That would be the, God, that literally could be the worst movie ever made.
With Sarah Jessica Parker.
With Sarah Jessica Parker, there you go.
Catherine Heigl.
Oh, yes, and Catherine Heigl. Oh, and Olivia Munn. We got to get Olivia Munn in there because
no, who's that other chick that just robbed stands stores there and was on drugs and she was in Machete? What's her name?
Oh,
Michelle Rodriguez?
No. Oh, man.
Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan, oh, yes. Lindsay.
Put in there.
Yes.
No, Michelle Rodriguez just beats up on people and speeds.
That's right. That's right.
She'll rob stores.
Then we have Dolphin Tail. If you do the family movies with the family, I could see why this might be an interesting movie. And I'm gonna, you're probably not gonna believe this, these words are coming out of my mouth, but the other three movies actually look interesting to me. Number one, Killer Elite. Just looks badass. The trailer made it look freaking awesome. Machine Gun Preacher, not something I think I would see in the theater, but, you know, it looks interesting. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but Moneyball actually looks good to me.
Which one was Moneyball?
Moneyball is the Brad Pitt movie with Jonah Hill where...
Oh, the true story.
Do you know what sport it's about?
It's about baseball, you dick. Yes.
Oh, I know. Just wanted to make sure. Just
okay, listen. I do you actually know
that,
like...
They got that stick and you hit that little white ball.
I do know some shit about sports, motherfuckers.
Christy's like, say, Gene, you're talking about golf.
Shit. I like some sports movies. Rudy's freaking epic. Hello, Rudy?
It's an
necessary
okay movie.
Fuck y'all.
Necessary Roughness.
The Rudy. Program. Best. Program. Sorry. The program.
The program was good.
Yeah, whatever.
There's the one they made in Georgetown. What was that one?
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah, that's the one.
Never saw that one.
No, not Friday Night. Is it Friday Night Lights? Yeah. No, Friday Night Lights is about Odessa.
Hey, folks, I'm going to have to peace out for a little bit. The boy is going ape shit. So, I'm going to try to catch on a little bit.
All right, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Bye. All right, so, next week on Blu-ray, we have Bridesmaids. I'm telling you, if you have not seen this movie, fucking watch this movie. You will laugh your ass off. It is hilarious. Cyrus, are you okay?
Yeah.
It's almost like The Hangover, but the girls' version.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
I was giving Rudy the eyes as he was leaving. I was like...
Mugging him.
Okay. And then next week, a huge fucking game comes out. Gears of War 3. I'm going to have to try to find the money for this game. I have the other two games. I'm going to have to finish the fight. Sorry.
It's you know awesome. This ain't going to be the last one. That's what they said about Halo. They got a fourth coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Well, that is, it depends on if they're able to keep the group together or not. Because, I mean, you know, it's like a completely different group doing this next Halo, so.
One thing I found out, the voice actor that plays the main guy for Gears of War 3 is the same voice actor that does Bender.
Really?
Yeah, I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, same voice actor.
Damn, he's awesome. That's some range. That's some range. I didn't even realize that. Alrighty. If no one else has anything to add on that note, let's go ahead and move into what's new in the news.
All the girls just like jumped out of the chat room.
Really? All the chat room's empty.
Well, Rudy left, so...
Really? That's why they were there?
No, now we got the maximum go back on. To the show. I think they left when he signed on.
So you're telling me it's a sausage fest again. All right. So let's talk about what's out in the news the last 2 weeks here. So it was announced that they're talking about possibly doing a Beetlejuice sequel.
God.
Now here's the thing. Here's the only thing that makes this somewhat interesting to me. It's being written... or it will be written by Seth Graham Smith. He's the guy who wrote Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Both of them are fucking awesome books. I cannot wait to see the movie adaptations of them. But they're saying this is not a remake. It is a reboot. I'm sorry, they plan to reboot it by advancing the storyline of the original.
I heard different. I heard it's going to be an actual sequel.
Well, okay, well, listen to what I just said. Reboot it by advancing the storyline of the original. Isn't that a sequel?
It's a sequel. Is it?
That sounds like a sequel to me.
Yeah.
I will only watch this if Michael Keaton comes back.
That's and you know what? That's exactly what I said. Literally exact same words when I told Christy about it. She goes, why are they doing that? I said, if Michael Keaton's in it, I'm fucking on board.
That is not what I heard. Who's going to be Beetlejuice?
Really?
Guess who?
I don't care. I'm out.
Vin Diesel.
Nope.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
That dude, the dude from Twilight. What's his name?
No!
Ashton Kutcher.
No.
Well, he's replacing everyone else, so that would actually be a good guess.
No. There's one guy that he's in the running for every movie script.
Bradley Cooper?
No. Hold on. Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
Sam's in everything.
Yeah, he's in everything, but he's not the main guy in everything.
All right,
Sam Rockwell.
Nope.
No.
Motherfucking Beetlejuice.
Who is it?
Johnny Depp.
Now, well, that guy's turned me away from the movie.
Is if he does the same Cinderella, that Mad Hatter kind of weird, wacky. I think he could probably do it in that sense.
Why don't we just let Michael Keaton do it? If we're going to let Johnny Depp do it.
Plus, Keaton's old. I saw him.
Then let's not fucking do it.
I know, exactly. That's what I say. Don't do it.
Johnny Depp needs a diet gonorrhea.
I can see how Johnny Depp would. If anyone's going to fill the role, maybe that would be him. But I'm with y'all. I want to see Keaton do it again.
If I was Johnny Depp, I would stop taking these roles. I would just be like, look.
They're off fat money.
I know. But, dude, how much money does a guy need? He's got fucking millions and millions already.
I think he's addicted to that shit.
He owns his own little island, too.
Well, you can have two islands.
There you go. I'm shooting for a second island, you know. The one island's okay, but what if it gets invaded? I need a second island.
Yeah.
A safe haven.
I need a place to dump all my trash.
Yeah, most people want a separate little room. Well, you know, some people like a little separate room away from their wife and kids to concentrate and work, and he's just got his own separate island.
Island, there you go. Okay, yeah.
He has to have a yacht to take him in between the islands.
Fuck. Yeah, I'm with y'all. I really want to see Keaton do it, if it gets done. But yeah, I don't know. Do we? You know what? And actually, what is it? ABC Family. Christy was watching something on ABC Family, and they do their 13... days of Halloween or whatever, where they show, like, you know, family oriented scary movies, and Beetlejuice is on that list, and that's actually what brought it up, talking to Christy about it, and I'm like, that movie is still fucking awesome to this day. I still love that damn movie. Some of the shit in there is just hilarious. So basically we're saying, if Keaton's not on board, neither are we, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. So,
alright. You know what sucks, though?
What's that?
If they do make it, and Johnny Depp is Beetlejuice, we'll probably watch it.
We'll watch the trailer, and it'll be like, this is kind of a different, dark version of Depp. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know you're going to watch it.
Whatever. I'll watch it. Fuck. I'm
weak. Other than him, nah, forget it.
I will not.
I'm weak.
It's all right, Jay. We understand.
So...
Jay's the strong one.
Really? Jay's the strong one? Have you read some of the movies that he's reviewed?
Johnny Depp.
Jay doesn't watch movies, though. He never saw fucking Wizard of Oz.
You have seen Beetlejuice, right, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, yeah, Beetlejuice is the shit, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen that Beetlejuice. That's the one with the little car, right? It has a personality.
I'm trying to think of a movie with Johnny Depp in it that I actually like.
Sleepy Hollow?
No.
Really? You didn't like Sleepy Hollow?
Who is a perfect Ichabod Crane.
Dude, that was the shit, man. Whenever the headless horseman like takes the two blades, cuts off that dude's head, that was fucking epic.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Well, he wasn't really a focal point.
But. Yeah, but he was in it. I think Cy just got you on the technicality.
He wasn't in the new one. Which one were you talking about?
Oh, well, of course the original one. Yeah, the new one was...
New one wasn't bad.
It wasn't good, though. It was
boring.
Yeah, I never... Now, granted, if you go back and watch the original, you're not going to get scared at any point. You're just going to laugh your ass off. Unless you take it from the filmmaker's perspective that I did, and I was sitting there going, how the fuck did they do that? Like, how did they do that shit? Because it wasn't CG. You know, nowadays it's just like, CG. You know, it's not a big deal. So, whatever.
What sucks, though, is every time I see him, I get pulled out of the movie instantly. Because every time I see him, I think of Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was Kelly in the Bad News Bears.
Did not realize that.
Yeah. And the only reason it didn't do that for when he was Horshack is because he had his face covered most of the movie.
Yeah, but at the end when he takes it off for the last little bit.
Pulled out instantly.
Yeah, everybody in the theater is like, oh my God, this is so intense. Lou's like, Bad News Bears.
That's hilarious. But I'm horrible at fucking putting two and two together when it comes to, you know, this person is that person, something else. Like, I literally just fucking learned this week that the guy who plays Ricky Bobby's dad is what's his name from Office Space?
Yeah.
Lundberg? Yeah.
Lundberg. I did not realize that was him. No clue. And I mean, I even had to look it up on IMDb just to make sure. I'm like, yep, that's him. Fuck.
He actually kind of... Didn't he do a commercial in character?
Yes, he did a commercial as Lundberg in character. It was fucking awesome.
I wonder how they did that. They must have paid some money to let him
do that. Well, he guys did one for what? The insurance company?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was because Christy's like, you guys see this commercial? I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, Lundberg. Oh, shit, he is Lundberg.
Yeah. See, that's what they need to bring out on Blu-ray. They need to totally remaster, but leave it alone. Office Space.
Fucking love Office. I watch Office Space once a year to recharge my battery going to work. You know what I'm saying? It just makes you feel good. And I use those lines all the time. Fucking, you know, PC load layer. What the fuck is that? Anyway. All right. So let's talk about our next story up. 2011, not so good for movies. Now, I saw a lot of movies this summer, and I liked the majority of them. But when it comes to revenue and attendance, that's a different story. 2011 actually had an attendance lower than the last, real big slump, which was in 1997. Now, I'm sure what you're thinking in the back of your head is, well, 1997 wasn't that long ago. Yeah, it was. If you really... Think about it, guys. 1997?
Man.
That was a long fucking time ago.
It doesn't seem like it, but
no, it doesn't.
When you do the math, you're like, oh, crap.
Exactly.
I was in sixth grade.
Oh, even worse.
Oh, my God. I was going to say,
we were in college, dude.
In college.
No, I said I was in sixth grade. I wasn't in sixth grade when I was 17, jackasses.
Well, we did not. No. Oh.
I was going into my junior year.
Okay.
Sixth grade, he's 17. One more year and I'm out of this thing.
That's awesome.
So he's a sophomore walking out, getting his car keys out.
Yeah, no, dude. Well,
the kids are on the bus.
You fucking joke about that? And we do have some old ass kids at the middle school I work at.
I did get my license in seventh grade, my sophomore year.
Your sophomore year?
Teacher's like, you gotta turn in your homework. He's like, fuck you, bitch.
Flicks the cigarette in her face.
I'm gonna drive home and get it.
I'm out of here. Oh, shit. All right, so back to the story. Revenue was up from last year, which is a good news. That's good news for the movie theaters. But it was up by less than 1%.
It's artificial.
Well, no, it was up by less than 1%. Now, here's the thing. You are right. You are absolutely right, Lou. It was. It is kind of an artificial growth. There were $543 million, or $543 million tickets sold. That is the lowest since the 540 million tickets that were sold in 1997. So going way back then, the reason why the revenue was up is, anyone want to guess?
It cost more?
3D. Wow. 3D tickets cost more, a lot more. Which I've pretty much at this point decided, unless it's an animated movie, I'm not fucking watching it in 3D. It's just not.
Or unless it's verified that it was designed in 3D from the beginning, a la Avatar.
Well, see, like, even the third Transformers movie, the 3D never looked bad to me. It just never, like, after a while, it stopped, like, jumping out at me. It was just like I was watching the movie.
No, it's because it wasn't every scene. Like, there's one scene where I had an itch in my eye, so I took the glasses off, rubbed my eye, looked back at the screen briefly before I put the glasses back on. It looked normal. I was like, wait a minute here.
Well, anyway, so 3D is kind of the reason why it bumped up. Now, here's the thing. The movies that did well were all franchises. The top three movies. The last Harry Potter movie. The last Transformers movie. What was the other one? Oh, the Hangover 2 sequel. All of the big movies were pretty much sequels. One of the other things they looked at is word of mouth really helped movies along. Fucking, the one that comes out next week, Bridesmaids, literally was at the beginning of the summer and managed to hang on the entire time. There's no reason that movie should have made as much money as it did.
And they really didn't advertise a lot. I don't remember seeing the trailer in, you know, before other movies or much on TV at all.
Trailers, but I mean, it consistently was up there whenever it was making money, and it's because it had such good word of mouth. Same thing for Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Everyone talked about how that was such a good movie, so it brought more people in.
And The Hangover, the first one, same way.
So, and then the other thing that they realized is star power did not draw people in this year. Because there were lots of movies that had some big stars that did absolute and total shit. I mean, Kevin James is definitely not one of the biggest names, but Jim Carrey, used to, if you put Jim Carrey in a movie, you were guaranteed a hit. Now it's like, eh, because that Penguins movie just did not do well at all. So, and then of course they listed some others in the article that we're referencing that talk about, you know, they're like, yeah, they used to bring in a bunch of names, but, what is his name? That romantic comedy that came out the same time as Transformers did.
Tom Hanks and...
Tom Hanks and What's-Her-Face. Those are both A-list stars that should be able to just immediately bring in a crowd. It did well, don't get me wrong, but it didn't do as well as they were hoping. So,
what was that? Was it Thomas Crown? Was that the name of it?
No, you're thinking of that other movie. It's...
That's got Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that's Tom Hanks. And you know what? I keep saying that too.
Larry Crown.
Larry Crown.
Yeah. Okay. Crown. That's why I keep thinking
that's
Larry
Thomas's
King.
Brother.
Okay.
That's his little punk brother.
Yeah. Thomas Crown's out saving the world. This guy is going to local college. A little bit different.
Your little brother's a douche. Like, shut up. He's doing the best he can. At least he has a job.
I'm taking that's your Pierce Brosnan?
No, that was my shitty Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, that was your shitty? Okay, okay. Oh.
I can't do Pierce Brosnan. He's got a very specific...
Yeah, he does.
...thing going there.
Yeah, he does. So anyone want to comment on that? Honestly, the only reason I was able to go to the movies as much as I did is because, like I said several times, I was going first thing, first showing of the day at $5, you know, early bird special, whatever the fuck they want to call it. Otherwise, there's no way I can fucking afford this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, said early bird special. I got
that's
my
what
head.
They called it.
Oh, let's go down to Denny's. Then we'll watch a movie, you know?
Okay, I know they're not listening, so I'm going to bring this up. Do any of y'all have dinner with, like, your grandparents or your parents, and they're getting older, and they're like, oh, it's 4 o'clock, time to go eat. And you're like, really? Really? We just ate, like, 3 hours ago. There's an awesome episode of Seinfeld that talks about that. But anyway, all right. So moving on to our next story on the docket. Yeah. So there were possibly Vito knows what I'm talking about. So there was a couple movies that came out this summer that literally broke some records, but not for good reasons. Bucky Larson and this movie called Creature, which I had not even fucking heard of, actually set some records for the worst opening weekend ever. Bucky Larson made $1.45 million. Okay? It has supposedly up to even today, I didn't double check it today, it still has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me give you an idea of how bad this movie is. Disaster Movie, Norbit, and Jonah Hex all have higher scores than fucking Bucky Larson.
I don't even know what this movie what's the plot on this movie? I don't even know what it is.
Something like he's wanting to become like a porn star or something, I think is what I'd heard. But you can't tell from the commercial. The trailer gives nothing away. You know?
Well, for once, they do a trailer that gives nothing away. I guess you can compliment them on that. They don't give all the best shit away.
Oh, there you go.
But obviously, there was no best shit in there, so.
Obviously. Now, here's the other side of that. Creature, the movie that, like I said, I hadn't even fucking heard of, made, this is opening weekend, $331,000. But it has an 11% on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's where it gets even better. Bucky Larson, if you take the money that it made to the number of theaters that it opened, literally, in the theater, you would have less than an average of 8 viewers per showing.
Oh, God.
Creature had an average of less than 6 viewers per showing.
Good God. They just show it in a closet in the corner?
No, because you could fit more people in.
You realize what that means, right? Statistically, what that means is there were showings where they didn't sell any tickets.
Yep.
And so they didn't run the projector.
Yep.
Wow.
Actually, you know what? They might have run the projector because all of them are on those new automated systems. So it may have just went in, fired itself up, went in, went on. Which means the theater lost money because of the electricity and time that was on the projector. Can you? If I was a manager, walked in and literally saw there was no one there, I would fucking be on a radio, be like, "Shut this shit off."
That is ridiculous. Imagine how embarrassing. You're like 5 minutes late from the movie. Yeah, I want to buy a ticket for the movie. I'm sorry. That show's not showing right now. You have to make the next one.
The ticket guy just looks at you and goes, no, you don't.
Yeah. Like, dude, no. Watch something else, man.
Okay, hell, I went to a movie and was the only person there before.
I have gone to a movie where
we don't go to those kind of theaters. We're talking about something else.
No, I was talking about it's a normal movie theater.
I've gone to a movie where I was like one of only two people in the theater, but it was like a movie that had been out for like months, and it was in that way back little bitty ass theater. And I was just like,
the last show.
Yeah, exactly. It was the last showing. Like next week, it's going to be gone. I'm just like, oh, what the fuck.
This was like second weekend, I think, that the movie was out.
Ooh, no, that's no good. Ooh, that's no good.
But this is like a midnight showing, and
oh, okay. Let me point out those three movies that had higher ratings than Bucky Larson. Disaster Movie. I never saw it.
I did.
Did not want to see it.
Fucking terrible. Besides Alvin and the Chipmunks part, it was pretty funny. But
okay. Oh, that's right, because they rip off all the big movies. I forgot about that. Norbit. I have had the unfortunate pleasure of watching this movie. This is basically when Eddie Murphy should have, you know, basically thrown himself off of a cliff because his acting career was dead. Oh God, that was a horrible movie. And Jonah Hex, which I know several of us have seen and know how horrible that movie is, so.
You little fuck.
Yeah, I know it is a bad movie. I know, I wish we would have had this information last weekend when we were talking about all the big movies and stuff, but, so apparently there is at least something worse than Jonah Hex. I would have to say these would actually put them worse than MacGruber, but, we'll leave it at that. Speaking of things that are worse than MacGruber, Entertainment Weekly came out with their list of the highest paid, men in entertainment. topping their list this year is this fuckhead, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry made $130 million last year. Jerry Bruckheimer made $113 million, and Steven Spielberg made $107 million. I'll be very honest with you. I don't want to live in a world where fucking Tyler Perry makes more money than Steven Spielberg. You know my opinion on their movie, on his movies. I'm sorry. Let me correct that. You know my opinion on his movie? Because he's only really made one movie. He just keeps chopping it up and re-putting it out there, you know, with just a little bit different twist, a little bit different editing every single fucking time. Medea Goes to the Bathroom, coming this fall. I'm fucking really, seriously. Christy loves those movies, but I can't do it. I cannot do it. And I don't want to sound racist going into my whole explanation as to why. It just, if I were an African American person, I'd be like, wow, really? This is how you're going to portray us? But maybe that's just me. I don't know. Does anyone else have anything to add to that?
No.
No, we'll let you choke yourself on your own.
All right.
No, they pretty much suck. There's not much to say about them.
You know?
Yeah, look, here's the deal. All right. Tyler Perry, he's got his little empire in Atlanta where he produces and does a lot of good things, helps a lot of people out.
I think he invests in him as well, so he has some Oprah money too.
Right. And then I guess he wants to keep doing the Madea thing because it's popular and people keep asking for it. I mean, it's got a following, you know? As long as people want it and they're light. Well, I know, but I mean, as long as people are willing to pay for the tickets and they want to see it, I guess he's going to keep doing it until he's tired of it. But I mean, he's a stage guy, you know what I mean? So that's the mentality, you know, he's kind of pursuing these movies as though they were like play of the month, you know, the local
Broadway.
Yeah, the local theater showing, and you know, so he keeps doing it over and over because that's, I don't know, they did put out a bunch of DVDs of the live stage show version of Madea before any of those movies ever came out. And I've seen a few of those, actually. A lot of the movies are rehashes of those stage shows. And like I said, that's totally what his mentality here is. He's just doing his stage show in movie format for the crowd that wants it until they stop wanting it. But, yeah, it's the same shit over and over. If you've seen two or three of those movies, you've seen every one of them. Because what little variation there is will be played out in about three movies.
So. Yeah, I think his first batch of movies were a lot funnier because it's the first time we've seen any of that. His latest movies have all not done so well because it's kind of like the same thing. I think he needs to freshen it up a little bit or do something else for a while and then come back.
Well, I'll tell you what. That show that he puts on TV that's got a lot of his characters in it that did the stage version and have been in the movies.
Which one? Meet the Browns or no.
It was one before that.
Meet the Browns is the one
House
I'm talking
of Pain,
about.
He's got like three or four of them and they all look like the same thing to me.
These television shows are horrible. They're not good at all. I don't think anybody likes him, not even the people that like his movies.
Apparently TBS does, because I'm surprised they haven't changed their name to TPS, the Tyler Perry Station.
Well, if he's going, he could.
they don't have those shows on because they're getting enormous ratings. There's some reason. There's something going on there. I don't know if it's a contract thing or if Ted Turner's got some kind of... I don't know, like a hang up about, you know, maybe not having enough black people on his station or something. I don't know, but those shows are awful.
Yes. Yes, they are.
I am just astonished how much information you have about shit people do not care about.
This is what I do.
That is why Cyrus is on this show. Awesome. Well, speaking of, I'm just going to go ahead and fucking say it. Speaking of black people we don't care about anymore,
That guy sounds racist.
They announced that Eddie Murphy is going to host.
Yeah, that was pretty bad, Gene.
Eddie Murphy is going to host the 84th Academy Awards. Now, here's why. Brett Ratner, who is producing the Academy Awards, currently has this movie coming out this Christmas with Eddie Murphy. It's called Tower Heist, and if you've seen the trailer for it, it looks like it could be okay. We'll see. How do y'all feel about Mr. Murphy hosting?
Well, if I could just jump in real quick.
Absolutely.
My wife and I were talking about this the other night.
Okay.
And I told her, I said, you know, that Eddie Murphy's going to host the Academy Awards. And she goes, really? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, And I was like, what are you thinking? And she's like, well, when was the last time he was funny? And I was like,
which is my point. Yes.
So I have a theory. Either this is going to be the just the most vanilla, and I was kind of funny.
Really? You went like, with that, you know, right? Of course, I guess it's better than this is going to be the most chocolate.
This is going to be the most boring fucking Academy Awards ever. Or Eddie Murphy's decided his kids are old enough and he's going to try something. And it may not work, but it will probably be entertaining if that's what happens.
I think he's still making up for fucking the transvestite.
Oh, God. Of course you'd go there. What were you saying, Lou?
Well, he's been out of the spotlight for a while, and deservedly so with his crap movies that he brought out. So I think this is another way to kind of get him back into the thoughts of people. But, yeah, honestly, when you asked that question, when was he last funny? I'm trying to think. When was the last time I liked the Eddie Murphy movie?
I did not like the Dr. Doolittle movies. I take that back. The last movie I think that he was funny in was the first. Was it the Nutty Professor?
Yeah, the first Nutty Professor.
The first one.
Yeah. Then after that, the little family that he played was hilarious, and then they got their own movie, and that's when it's like, okay, this is too much.
He hasn't been in a good movie since 1990 with another 48 Hours.
Wow, you're going to go that far back, huh?
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Rush Hour is pretty good. Oh, wait.
No. Oh, shit.
And Shrek doesn't count.
No, not counting Shrek.
I don't know. Yeah.
Nah,
The first Shrek.
You gotta give him credit. The first Shrek, he was funny. Okay?
As Donkey, yeah. And then it just was like, oh hey, he's funny as Donkey. Let's make Donkey the main character. And, you know, it's still Shrek, but Donkey's the main character.
Well, they are making a Puss in Boots movie. Maybe they'll make a Donkey movie.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really kind of surprised that's not the way they went.
But they're gonna be so full of current events, jokes, that in 5 years, when you go back and watch it, it's not going to make any sense, and it's going to actually be worse.
And you know what? Honestly, I really hope that they're learning their lesson from that, and they do not go that way with that Puss in Boots movie, because they can make good movies. Freaking How to Train Your Dragon and Kung Fu Panda are fucking awesome movies. They've just got to stay away from this topical, oh, hey, it's hip right now. Let's reference that 15 fucking times in the movie. It just, yeah.
No. I don't know if I totally agree with that, because, you know, I the other day I was watching TV. I walked in, my daughter was watching TV. She's watching Looney Tunes, like the old, you know, Bugs Bunny cartoons. Do you know how much
channel?
I don't know. I don't remember what channel. I have to ask her. But do you know how much topical shit they had in those old cartoons? Like current event stuff, like, do you know what I'm like saying? Like jokes about like what was going on during the day and some famous person, there's some reference to them. It happened all the fucking time. I was like, wow.
Were they still interesting?
Yeah, yeah. But you see what I'm-
I see where you're going there, but I'm just asking because I'm thinking back. The movie that, of course, Disney, you know, jumped that bridge was Aladdin. I still love Aladdin to this day. I still think Aladdin's a good movie. But a lot of the stuff is topical, so I don't know. Maybe it was just Shrek just overdid it. I don't know. There's just something about the Shrek movies that now I just can't watch them.
I do agree with you. I just was talking about the topical thing. Okay. Shrek over... They went too far. It wasn't funny. It was like... Mike Myers. I don't blame anybody but Mike Myers because the last few things he's done have just been crap. I mean,
you didn't like anyway. The Love Guru?
I don't think anyone liked The Love Guru. Mm-hmm. I didn't anybody even see it?
Yeah, anybody see
I
it?
I saw it.
Really? I like it.
Mm-hmm. Did not
you
like
liked it.
I got a 50-50 split here.
It had some good, funny shit to it. I mean, it had some really dumb shit, but...
I think it was a leftover Austin Powers script. Let's just make something out of this.
We have a few jokes left over. We got to cram them in here somewhere.
Yep.
Well, you know, the point is that the last few things Mike Myers has done have not been done well. I think that's, you know...
Yeah, no joke.
We could say, well, you know, I laughed a few times. Well, that's good, but it wasn't successful. We can all agree on that.
I'm a simple person amused by simple things.
That's why Austin Powers 2 is still the funniest movie of all time. Sorry.
It was pretty funny.
I don't know if of all time, but it is. I would definitely put it on any list. That is a funny fucking movie. And the third one is just so bad.
Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
Fuck yes!
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you know, yes! That is an awesome movie.
My sister hates that movie, but...
So does Christy.
I was living with her at the time, and so me and my brother-in-law were drunk as hell, and we were watching this movie just cracking up, and my little nephew just thought it was funny because he was real little at the time, and we're cracking up, and we're quoting lines from the movie all drunk, and my sister was like, shut up!
God, that movie is so funny. Well, I know it's new to Netflix now.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I may have just figured out what I'm doing this evening.
But I found it on DVD, like in our bargain bin for like $4. So.
Oh, shit. Cy, please tell me you've seen this movie.
I have not seen that movie.
Actually. Oh, my God. Okay. Game plan. If the next time we get together for whatever event, whatever it might be, we've got to fucking watch this movie.
But we got to get drunk.
Oh, dude, drunk, it, not drunk. If you watch this movie is awesome.
Sober, it's not as funny as
but you're it's still funny as shit, dude.
Eugene won't be able to get drunk. He's not going to have any free time. He won't be able to hang out. He's not going to have his over. The end of the world is coming.
No, it's not the complete end, you motherfucker. Things will still happen.
They'll have a day planner attached to the wall.
The lights go out, flashes with just one, but two at the same time, darkness.
Yeah, we'll have to see. So
you'll be unplugged from the world. All right,
now listen, we will be able to get together and watch a movie. It may take a couple of years, but this will happen.
We're going to have to do it through an Xbox Live and the party watch, you know.
We'll watch it for about 15 minutes, and we'll have to pause it. Watch another 10 minutes, pause it. Watch another 5 minutes, pause it.
All the diaper changes going on. Wait, can y'all wait like 15 minutes? We got to do the bath. You just wait, Eugene.
They're going ballistic. Well, you know, I'm hoping maybe I luck out and, you know, have a baby that conks out fairly well like yours does. So.
Oh, it knocks out.
Which would be nice. So anyway.
But you won't because you have two and they're going to wake up each other.
We'll see. We have talked to people with twins.
I can only imagine the conspiracies. Like, I'm just imagining. Okay. I want a cookie. I want a cookie too. Here's what we're going to do.
Here's the flip side of this shit. Here's the flip side of it. Even if they're both really good and fairly well behaved and aren't fairly well synced up, I still get to tell people they're like, you know, I'm like, you know what? I have two. Fuck you.
Well, I could
two
see
two at the same time, bitch.
I guess imagine this in my little messed up head. I could see Conan getting on Chrissy's belly during the night, whispering things through her belly to the baby.
Shit.
Making a conspiracy with the kids. This house will be ours.
Obey me, and the world will be yours.
He's doing that little that kneading thing he does.
Yes. All right, kids. You're going to slap Ruby on the ass. She's going to haul through the kitchen and knock over Eugene's toys. That's when we strike.
Fuck that.
All right. Bring me the Ayanti dagger. Golden
Shit. All right, let's get through these last couple of stories. I hope she's listening right now because this is funny shit. All right, so the last two stories up on the docket are video game related. The first one is not so good news in the world of Nintendo. Apparently, the Wii U, a system that we all said looked really interesting after it was announced on E3, is apparently having some developmental problems. from a reliable source.
What's the noise when Mario dies when he falls on Super Mario Brothers?
You don't have that one? No, unfortunately,
Damn.
I didn't have it pulled up. Sorry about that.
Fail.
I know, right? From a reliable source, they claimed that the hardware was rushed and the chipset is too weak. So they're basically saying the controller that they, people were able to put their hands on at E3, was rushed out the door, and it's not the best feeling. That's not necessarily the final layout that they had chosen. It was just the one that they kind of had to go with so that they had something to show off at E3. They're also claiming that the chipset is too weak. Like, they're wanting to keep the hardware as lean as possible, for money reasons, but they're like, for what they're wanting to do, they need a beefier chip. They're also reporting the wireless functionality does not work like it's supposed to, and it's having issues with the streaming, even when the system is tethered to the actual system. So, one of the big things that they pushed at E3 was the fact that you'd be playing this thing on your big screen TV, your wife decides she wants to watch something else, you pick up the controller and you can continue playing the game on the wireless controller. And this person's saying that even when that thing is directly plugged in, it's still having issues. Also, supposedly, it was supposed to hit next June. Right now, it looks like it's being pushed back to next September. So, we're looking at a year from now.
Well, they've September. Always said it was after April.
Yeah.
That's all they've September, actually said.
September is a traditional launch window for Nintendo anyway. So, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think this is double-edged sword. Number one, they're having problems. But this is the only in-development system that we're getting reports on. Nobody got reports when Sega was making their system. Nobody gave reports when the 60 N64 was getting made, the Wii. No other system was getting this, only Nintendo. But why? It's because they're getting a lot of hate, especially here, because of all the Operation Rainfall. Everybody's pissed off at Nintendo of America, and they're just the popular whipping boy right now. 3DS was too expensive at first, yada, yada, yada. But really, all the systems go through this growing pain. And the part that really is going to hurt them is the earlier the system launches, the better for them. The further it gets pushed back, the further back they're going to get games late. People are going to just not wait and buy them for their other system. That's going to hurt them. But the development, I'm not too worried about it yet. We'll see when it launches.
There's a lot of talk out there, especially on the podcasting circuits about, they're like, number one, a lot of people have a big problem with the name. They're like, is Wii U enough to convince people who bought the Wii that this is a new system that you need? Why do I need this extra thing, especially if the kids aren't playing with the one that they have with now? Now. Mm-hmm. They're like, why couldn't they just called it the Super Wii? I mean,
I think it's a confusing name.
I have to agree with that. Now, here's my thing. They're saying that, from a reliable source. Now, I'm assuming this is probably from, someone who's working on production and stuff. Whether or not the system was rushed out and, maybe this is not the best design, that's debatable. Okay? But did we not get lots of people from the floor at E3 with this thing in hand saying, this thing is pretty fucking awesome? So I'm thinking, maybe whoever is leaking this information is maybe, who knows, maybe they got a bad dev kit. Or maybe they got an underpowered dev kit. But, unless you start hearing it from a lot of people, it's kind of like, okay, well, you could be having issues and you could be right, but
I don't know, Eugene. When we first started broadcasting this show, things went pretty well. And then, all of a sudden,
dang, out of nowhere, left hook.
I'm just saying problems can come up.
You're right. If problems can come up.
If you go back to Nintendo's website, they actually have I think it's called Iwata Ask or Ask Iwata. Anyway, they have all these write-ups about the behind the scenes of why they made games, what went into making games, including the Wii. If you go through and read everything they had to go through to build the Wii and the Wii Remote, it's no surprise that they had to do the Wii Plus later. It's very complex stuff that they did in a controller and in the system for the first time. And so we didn't hear about that for the Wii, so no big deal. But now we're hearing it, and it's, you know, they're getting a lot of bad press out of it. But I don't think it's that big a deal.
Well, see, some people are like, well, I wonder if it's going to be a completely finished system. You know what? No system is completely finished if you really look at it. I mean, the worst was by far the Sega Genesis. How many fucking times did they redesign that damn thing and add on after add on after add on?
Well, I don't think that's a redesign. I think of a redesign as they had to go through and fix something a la Xbox. I think that they didn't want to do another system. They just tried to stretch it out and milk it as much best they could.
Well, no, they had the original Genesis, then they had the one, then they had the Sega CD that fit underneath it, and then they had the one that was like set next to it, and then they had the one that was built into it, and then they had the one that dropped
that's
it.
Not, and I don't think
what I'm saying is you know, they keep going in there and they keep adding stuff to it, and a lot of people are saying, well, what if this thing doesn't have everything? You have to keep adding stuff to it. You have to keep adding stuff, everything. You know, why the fuck did Microsoft not put Wi-Fi in the first Xbox 360? You know? It's just like, the little things like that don't bug me. I'm just like, you know, so if they come out and, you know, a year later, oh, hey, there's this little attachment that goes on your Wii Remote that makes it more, you know, more accurate, the advanced thing. All right, so then I buy it. So it's not a big deal. It's not like, as long as they're not telling me I have to go buy a completely brand new fucking system. You know?
I think, here's my question, okay? Eugene, you're probably not going to get a Wii U anyway, right? Probably not.
It will be very difficult. I will put it that way.
Yeah. Me, I'm thinking I'm probably not going to, because I'm really moving away from consoles now. The Xbox 360, I'm still going to enjoy, but I don't see myself buying another console. So I guess that leaves...
Until the 720 comes out, and then you'll be, like, salivating, because I know you, Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I know you.
All right, anyway.
So, anyway.
But here's what we're talking about for right now. So we're talking about Lou and Jay. Are y'all interested in buying this Wii U when it comes out, or what? What do y'all think?
I was hyper interested at the beginning. I was considering selling my Xbox, even at that point. Now I'm like, no, I'm going to wait. I'm keeping my Xbox, and then I'll just play the wait-and-see game. The reason I'm more interested in it is because it'll do HD and it'll do everything the Wii did. All the Wii games work, all the controllers work. So that interests me. If I had to re-get all that stuff, then forget it. That would have been a no deal.
What about you, Jay?
It really all depends. If it's something that my kids get interested in, I might look at it, you know, depending on the, you know, what everybody says the problem situation is, or if they're going to be coming out with another model in 6 months, 8 months. Mm-hmm. You know, I might entertain the fact of getting it then, but, I mean, two of my kids are to the point now where they're, you know, my son's been old enough for a while to play, you know, games that they usually don't have on the Wii, and my daughter's getting to that age where, you know, because most of the Wii games are kiddie-type games, and she's wanting something a little more, you know, than just that, and I mean, it really all depends. If it's something that they want, they might get it, but it's not something I'm going to be rushing to get like the 3DS, but.
Is someone cooking a burrito? What am I hearing the beeping here?
Yeah, my daughter just put in a meal in the microwave.
Okay, I was just like, okay. Jay's like, I'm tired of this fucking shit. It's time to eat.
He works at the 7-Eleven. It's his night job.
That's true.
I'm setting up bombs. That's the timer I'm testing.
Okay. How more cliche can you get than that? I gotta get a wristwatch. No. Okay. So, yeah, I would definitely say it's not the golden child that we first talked about. There's going to be a lot of back and forth. It really depends. Honestly, the thing that's going to make or break the system is, of course, going to be what it always been, third-party support. If there are actual third-party, really good third-party games whenever it releases, then I think it'll do really well. But if they keep having the issue they seem to keep having where, you know, they bring out a system and there's not a lot of third-party support, it, you know, not the best deal.
I'm saving up all my money for a Vita.
I'm sure you are.
Were your 3 hours battery life?
Yep. So that you can, so you can play it when it does finally eventually come out here sometime next year.
With their proprietary memory card, you can't get like a off
the
shelf.
And you can download all the SD card. You have to download all of the games, including the ones that you've already bought. Yeah.
That we, yeah. You guys make it sound so awesome.
I know, right? I'm sorry, it's a stupid fucking thing. I don't, anyway. Speaking of PlayStation.
How many hours are you getting playtime on your 3DS?
That's a good question.
Between charging.
It's not as bad as everybody says. Everybody makes the battery life to be, you know, so shitty like it dies within half an hour. It's not that fucking bad.
I don't know, because the thing about the 3DS is you'll play it for 15 minutes, you'll close it, you'll walk around with it for an hour and a half, you'll play it another 15 minutes, you'll close it, you'll walk around. I never had the battery run out on me because I don't sit and play it for 3 hours at a time, but it's not designed that way. You know, it's not, the games are...
That's a good point. I don't think handhelds were ever designed really to be, I mean, I know there are people who play handhelds that way, but... You know,
we kicked the ass of the Game Boy when it was out.
Okay, yeah, now that's now, true. Okay, that's now, true. Travel, like if you're traveling somewhere, like on a, you know, family trip, that's one thing. But yeah, just what? Yeah.
Nah, I mashed the hell out of my Game Boy, man. Everywhere I went, Tetris.
Speaking of which, mine is sitting right down over here on the in the floor. So you know, I decided to put it back out on for show.
I did get to play a little bit that new Sony phone.
And
PlayStation phone, and it's fucking Android games. That's all it is. And you guys put a little gay-ass little fucking shitty-feeling controller on it.
But it makes the game so much better. No.
No, it makes it shit.
No, I gotta disagree with you there. That's shit.
Well, I did pick up the Rage HD for the iPhone.
The Rage HD?
Rage. What is that? It's that new game from id.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So?
Like, for being a phone, the graphics are badass.
Really?
Controls suck, of course.
How much did you pay for this?
It was actually a free when I got it, because they had some kind of promotion where if they had so many followers on their Facebook page, they would release it for free for one day or however many days. And they hit it. I saw a tweet about it, and I downloaded it.
And you retweeted it out to the rest of us so we could download it too, right?
No.
Fuck you. All right, so moving on.
Appreciate.
Yep. So Sony. Sony's being Sony. So we talked about, you know, earlier this year, the great Sony debacle with.
Hey Jay, how much time you got? Sorry.
I have to leave. I'll probably need to get ready in about 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, then we got plenty of time. We can knock this out real quick. So Sony had the great debacle earlier this year where they got hacked and you couldn't play anything on PlayStation Network. And, of course, there's these major lawsuits where people are trying to sue them saying, hey, you owe me. Even though you don't pay anything for the network. But, you know, whatever. Oh, I guess they could sue them because, you know, they lost all of their credit card information. But whatever. So, if you have a PlayStation and you recently tried to log on to the PlayStation Network, it's come up and said that, hey, we have a new terms of service and user agreement. We just need you to check yes, you agree with it before you can go on to playing PlayStation games on the PlayStation Network. Well, some industrious person who doesn't, actually reads those little things before they just, like, put their John Hancock on, goes through and looks, and basically this new agreement says that if you tell them yes, so that you can go on to PlayStation Network and actually play the games and stuff, you are basically waiving all rights to sue Sony for anything that they could fucking do to you. So if Sony were to, get hacked again and lose all your credit card information and basically divulge all of the information that you put into the PlayStation Network, you have no fallback to sue them or, you know, anything like that. You're pretty much, you know, SOL. Now, they did look it up and you can opt out. Here's the best part. Here's how you opt out of this. So you go in, you tell it yes, so you can go on PlayStation Network and you can play. Well, you go to their website and you have to dig down really far. The link that's in our show notes will show you how to get there. And you have to send a letter to them saying that I am opting out. Now, let me repeat that. You have to send a letter, as in
print notarized. This thing out, sign it, put it in an envelope, lick a stamp, put it on there, and send it through snail mail. Are you fucking kidding me? No one in their brother is going to fucking do this. So basically, everyone on the PlayStation Network, you are handing over your rights to Sony if they ever screw you in the future.
Screw you.
Great customer service, guys.
Well, what did you expect? You know?
And there's a rumor that Apple could buy Sony.
Oh, no. They've got the money to do it. I don't think they would, though. No. Why the hell would you?
Maybe they can fix their shit.
Patents. It's all about patents.
That's true. It is. It's if you know anything about patent warfare, it's basically all you're doing is buying other companies to get their patents so that you can mutually assure self-destruction between you if you ever have to go to court. So, but we're not going to get into patent law because that is boring shit.
Hell no.
So, anyone have anything they want to add to that? I mean, does that just seem par on the course for Sony?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same shit we've been dealing with all year. Fucking Sony.
So, well, alrighty. I guess we will go ahead and wrap up the show at this point. Let me get
into the type of story I'm tired of talking about.
I know, right? I threw it on there because I'm like, how, really? This is kind of capstone. This should be the last time we have to talk about it. Because if we do have to talk about it again, if we do have to go, well, Sony got hacked again, it'll be like, well, Sony got hacked, they lost all your shit. You can't do anything about it because you signed the waiver saying that you can't do anything about it. So, you know, just go buy yourself an Xbox or go on Steam or, you know, stop playing video games. I don't know.
Buy a Wii U. Oh, wait.
if you would, definitely check out our website, onemanasylum.com. There you can find our Cafe Press site where you can buy some of our lovely merchandise. We have shirts and mugs and buy something. We've got some cool shit on there. We've got some good designs. You can also check out some of the other podcasts that we deal with. You can check out Big Kev's View at bigkev.fm. They didn't get back to me on the whole thing. I told them, look, if you do the Cracker Challenge on film and the cinnamon shot, maybe we'll talk about that Alestra stuff.
I told them I was down for the Alestra one, and I never heard
back. Of course you did, you motherfucker.
well, somebody's got to represent the show.
Fuck you. You know what? Then you know what?
Wait a minute. Hang on.
You go right ahead, Jay. If you want to sit there in an adult diaper and eat chips that are going to make your shit in your pants.
Oh, that's every weekend. That's
if this happens. Alrighty. If this happens, Jay, we will rebroadcast the highlights on this show.
Shit. Really? We want to go to there, huh?
I'll follow me. I'll make like a video diary all day.
Video diary or video diarrhea? And then, of course, check out Geekscape.net over at the Geekscape podcast at Geekscape.net. A couple other quick things. Go to our website. On the right-hand side, you will find a Facebook like button. Please check that. We like those like buttons. Also, go to iTunes. Look up our shows because we do have some interesting shows on there. And write us a review. It helps us out in iTunes. And, in fact, please make sure you're subscribed to Group Therapy Video, now that hopefully it's fixed. If you missed Ethan Eternal, you can go into iTunes and download every single chapter of this book for free. If you love audiobooks, this is a free audiobook. All you have to do is download it. It's awesome. But it's wrapped up. We had the last episode, or the last chapter of Ethan Eternal last weekend. So what do we have this weekend? The first episode.
Tomorrow we premiere the first episode of Dawn of Twilight, which was a movie that we originally conceived of in 1996 and shot some scenes while we were in college.
Well before that bitch ever made Vampire Sparkly. Has nothing to do with vampires. Nothing to do with werewolves.
I was so pissed about that shit, too. I was like, you fucking bitch. But anyway.
Why so I didn't Sparkly Vampires?
So the movie was sat on in the back burners of our imaginations for a long time. And then in 2003, I decided, you know what? I'd really like to make an indie film. I had some friends that were interested in doing something. And I was like, fuck it. Let's give it a shot. And what happened was Donna Twilight, and it actually
what happened?
It actually got made. It was actually released. It's on the IMDb website. You can look it up. I'm there. Everybody's there that was in the movie.
You are shitting me. I did not know that.
No, it's a,
I'm it going to really, the internet now. Keep talking.
Is it on Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know if it's on Rotten Tomatoes. If it is, I'm sure it has a horrible score. But we did the movie. Had a couple of screenings, but really nothing happened with it. There was just there was a lot of things that kept me from really pushing it as much as I wanted to, but it kind of sat in my closet for a long time, and then we started doing this website, and I was like, you know what, maybe I can do something with this after all. So I have re-edited Dawn of Twilight from being a movie into being a web series, and it's a series of episodes. None of which are longer than 10 minutes, so they're very short episodes. You're going to be able to watch them for free starting tomorrow here on this website on onemanasylum.com.
I'm sorry, there's a storyline written here, and it's done by Anonymous. Do we know Anonymous?
I don't know.
Okay, just saying.
All right. Maybe you're talking about the hackers? Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, so I hope you'll enjoy it. It's an indie film that we made with no budget, which means I spent a shitload of money that I didn't have and made nothing. And actors worked for free, spent their own money on wardrobe and, you know, gas to get back and forth and food.
You know, several of the actors on here have their pictures on there, which means they've got links to others. They've done other things.
Oh yeah, I have actors that have done quite a few things. Amy was in movies. She did a movie with Anthony Hopkins, Joe Estevez. She did several B movies, like horror movies. She did some really cool projects. Also, she did a bunch of stage work. A lot of these actors have gone on to do some really cool things. They're, you know, the main, star of the movie, Rex, he went off and did some, TV shows in Hollywood. He did, I think it was All My Children. He was on there for several episodes and, a few things. And then he finally moved back here. It's been a while. So everybody's done a lot of other things. But, and it is what it is. I mean, it was fascinating to me. The story of how Dawn of Twilight was made is actually more interesting than the movie. And,
you should do a director commentary audio track for it.
I want to do that. I was planning on doing one where I would release one with every episode. I'm still going to do that, but I'm not sure when. But all the episodes, they're all in the can, ready to go, and we're just going to start running them starting tomorrow.
When's it going to be on Blu-ray?
It would do you no good to have this on Blu-ray because it was not shot in HD. So,
it's going to be upscaled, and he's going back, and he's actually going to add Jar Jar to several scenes. It'll be awesome.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You will be able to go into iTunes, and you won't be able to do it right this second, but if you're listening to the edited version of the show, I will have it up on iTunes and stuff. I've actually got to do all that stuff tomorrow because they're kind of picky. They kind of want an actual episode. They want at least one episode of a podcast released before they'll put it on iTunes. They're picky that way. So I'll get all that stuff up and going tomorrow. So yes, definitely check out the first episode of Dawn of Twilight that comes out on Sunday. Monday's the edited version of the show. Tuesday, you will have a review of The Talisman, a Stephen King book I really, really enjoyed on my journey to the Dark Tower. Also, a review of Bridesmaids will go back up. My review for Unstoppable comes out on Wednesday. This is actually a pretty damn good movie. And as I was writing the review, a lot of it was like, yeah, I can see how this stuff can happen. I did a little research. Almost everything in that fucking movie is based on an event that actually fucking happened. And now I'm like, well, I might want to really go back and watch the movie again, because like that kind of adds a whole new level to it.
They should put that in front based on a bunch of shit that actually happens. That actually happened,
yes. Thursday, you will have a short story from me. Right now, I'm calling it Strained. Hopefully, I will get that done and out by Thursday. And then Friday, we'll have a review from Ian. I'm sure it will be over a game. I'm not sure what game it will be. He has told me he does want to get Gears of War 3 and review it. So he's already claimed that one. So we should be getting a review in the next couple weeks of Gears of War 3 from Ian. So, as always, you can find us on Facebook at One Man Asylum. You can follow the official Twitter feed at The One Man Asylum. You can follow our individual wacky adventures at Optimus Gene, at Cyrus Martin, at J Red Devil, and at Tex-Mex. For all the guys on One Man Asylum and Group Therapy, have a good night.
Fuck y'all.
I tried to do some original content, but I don't have any ideas,
dude. And that's what I'm saying.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
That's what I was saying. Not everyone on the site, you know, may have some original ideas or dude, some kind of original content they want to do.
Jay can do original content. All he has to do is record a 2-minute video or a 1-minute video of him talking about a movie or talking about a TV show or talking about a game. Just talking about it. That's it. Just a video. Just you riffing. Just talking about it. That would be awesome.
I don't have that much of an energetic...
That's why it's fucking... It would be so awesome. It would be entertaining, dude. All right? Like you just sit there trying to fill a minute and then like you run out of shit to say and you're like... So, all right,
fuck it, I'm done.
Yeah, dude, it would be great.
I'd almost like to see him do a riff track over, because then we could do the video of him with it and do like a riff track for a movie trailer.
Just, I could do something like a Mystery Science Theater.
Just, yeah, exactly. Just him sitting watching a movie trailer. What the fuck is this? Who the fuck decided this was a good movie? Isn't that guy? That's that guy, right?
Yeah, that guy looks like my mother-in-law, you know?
That's one ugly bitch.
I saw Eugene's shirt. Like, I only saw, like, half of it because the other half was off camera. And I thought it said... Penis. I was like, what
the fuck is this shirt? Well, he does like The Hangover 2. And from him, there's a lot of penis in that movie, so...
Oh, you're talking about my shirt?
Yes.
What else would we be talking about?
We could be talking about the new shelves behind me, so, you know.
Or we could be talking about football in the free time.
Eugene, while your shelves are exciting for you personally... For most people...
They're pretty damn exciting.
Okay.